how do I compensate this seabook of making a day's earnings since I'm learning and not making any money? Additionally, my wife is not such an idealistic person, and she feels like she's on top because she is the breadwinner. And she is providing for the family, which Ramela, the sentiment is that I'm not doing much. And 632. Thank you. And the pittance of the Kaila check is no match. How am I nitzel from feeling inadequate and providing when she is the sole provider? This is a question that could be on the mind of many people. And without missing, everybody say, the system that we're in, you need to be an idealist. And if you are an idealist, you should have no problem, even if the wife is not an idealist. And if you're not an idealist, it could eat you up, and you might not even belong in the system. What we believe, and I'm not talking about lip service, I'm not talking about misaf alochutz, this has to be drummed in the lave of every menteira. What we believe is that anybody who's sitting and learning is doing so much more providing for the entire world, and he's been mechaya kol ha'olam kulam, because chiyusim va'oiram v'kiyumam shel kol ha'olam kulam atali on the hevel p of the divrei teira of the many teira. And he also knows that he was nivra la'amal teira, he wasn't nivra la'amal malach. So if he's missing any sibuk because he doesn't have a mal malacha, that means he's not learning, and he doesn't believe that la mal teira nivra. We were not nivra la mal malacha. So when a person does what he's created for, he has a fantastic sibuk on his face. And if you look at the faces of the Gedalia soil, no matter how poor they are, no matter how rich they are, they have a fantastic radiance of sibuk on their faces from the amelis bateira. And Nishnadem, you cannot rear them on with anything. Ups and downs, or even difficulties, or sorrows in the Mishpachas Zeira, or Tsar. The only thing that can rear them on maybe is Machlekes, that has a Bezundar Kayach. But anything else, you cannot rear them on. They have such a living Sipuk and a life giving force from their Gishmak and learning, from doing what they're Nivra for, that there's just no way in Arayich Alav, and there's no way to come near it. You can't get near that, you can't chap it, you can't rear it on whatsoever. So a person, if he feels yored because she's Isaac in Amal Malacha and he's Isaac in Amal Teira, there's something very wrong or very missing. How am I nitzel from not feeling inadequate? You can't feel inadequate, and if you feel inadequate, it means you don't believe you're not made for the system. This system teaches that you are being mashpia chayim b'chol ho'ilom b'skula, not just in your mishpacha. Memele v'ibalti yomar b'chayim the world, so memele yuzeichet is somebody that chayim, as yishtei b'arab chayim v'lasha. But to feel inadequate, you are really doing the best thing possible in the world. Remember, I think I had occasion to say, I think Rabbi Victor Miller was saying that imagine your job would be to hold up the Verrazano Bridge. And if you step out for a coffee break, just assume hundreds of cars are just going to plummet into the sea. So everybody would have a very strong sense of responsibility not to even take a coffee break, because it means those hundreds of people on both levels of the Verrazano are just going to plummet. So he's saying, he's not just holding up a couple of cars of the world, he's holding up in the world? How could he go out for a coffee break? I mean, that was the shmuz he would give. So everybody is shaykh to the shmuz, l'maksal shashalviyah, how much to feel it. Is it takim my learning? Is my learning so chavit? Do I takim learning such an ends guy? Do I learn with shmuz? Everybody can question themselves or knock themselves. But whatever shvach madrigas hatera they have is zikha more nivra than the amal sikha and the amal melocha. So he's doing what he should, and he's doing what he could to be marbe the shefa. And any good thing that happens to his wife and his family or his panos, anything is thanks to his amelis bateira. So how to get her to see it that way, how to get his in-laws to see it that way, that we've spoken other times. But that's not the question I'm being asked. The question I'm being asked is that you should never feel yored, and if you feel yored, it means you are not marshal your learning. And if you're not actually learning, I'm not really sure what hope there is for you. I mean, I know exactly how. But I guess the hope would be to learn this forum and talk about the Gemal Ge'er HaTeva, or go to the Shmuzin that they're giving that over. But, the Sofer Mechutz and this, that's not what's going to do it. He's going to feel yogurt and feel inadequate that he's not providing, if it's just Misafel Mechutz. I mean, he is going to suffer. Okay.